Yes, grab a cup, grab a seat, and welcome on in to Coffee and Cornbread. Before we get to Auburn, it's time for Would You Rather Wednesday. Today's question, I want to hear from you. I want to get your type of feel on if you're a movie person or a music person. So would you rather only be able to watch one movie for the rest of your life or only be able to listen to one musical artist the rest of your life? One movie forever or one artist forever? No playlists, no sequels, no exceptions. That's it. I'm also curious which one you'd be choosing. And more importantly, what's the movie or artist? Drop your answer in the comments. Let's have some fun with that to start off the middle of the week. Now let's catch you up on everything you missed around the barn. Could one of Auburn's biggest advantages this season have nothing to do with talent? Well, Alex Golish reveals this spring that for the first time in his coaching career, his entire offense is installed before fall camp. On the Top Button podcast, Charlie Five explains why that could be a bigger deal than most fans realize.
One of the more interesting things that I've ever heard a coach say was when Golish mentioned in spring that he's never had, at this point in time, a full offense installed with checks and things like that. And I'd love to hear Joel go a little bit more in depth into that. I know he can't go super far, but I guess just the value and like how – you know, even though you're like fully installed for the most part, like how much, like do you play game one like it's game eight? You know what I mean? Like usually throughout a season, you kind of build on things. So how does it work if you're kind of already there? What does that look like? I've never been a part of that. Remember, I mean, everybody's that played high school football can remember this is, you know, you kind of start off and you kind of learn a package, and then, you know, like the next week you'll kind of learn another package and so on and so forth. And it kind of builds throughout the year. And some of the packages are specifically for the teams you're playing. So by the, you know, midseason or the end of the year, you're kind of, you know, pumping at all cylinders. You got the full playbook. Like imagine if you could start year like game one that way. What kind of advantage would that be? I think that's really interesting. It's one of the reasons, I mean, maybe I'm a little bit more, I guess, optimistic just because there's so much of an advantage of, like, when you look at Auburn's schedule, it just feels like from a continuity standpoint, Auburn's got less question marks. Auburn's got less things to, project. Like, you kind of already – have an idea of really not a ton of even position battles on offense that you're, I guess, super got your eyes on. I mean, you obviously know who's the quarterback. You know who's your starting running back. You know who, for the most part, your starting wide receivers are, starting tight end, your starting tackles, your starting center, potentially at least one of the guards, maybe both. So from a personnel standpoint, there's not that much to learn, but I'd love to know the advantage. Like, okay, Golish said you got everything installed. What's that look like? What's that look like week one?
Look, it's easy to focus on recruiting rankings, returning starters this time of year, but sometimes the biggest advantages is simply just being ahead of schedule. If Auburn's offense is already fully installed, that means that fall camp can be spent refining execution instead of teaching concepts, and that could allow Auburn to play faster, make adjustments quicker, and enter week one against Baylor looking more like a mid-season form team than one that's still trying to figure things out. And of course, none of that matters unless they perform good starting on Saturday, starting that game in Atlanta. But if Golish and Joel Gordon, the offensive coordinator, really have the offense operating at full speed before the season even begins, and full speed is an understatement, it's a very quick, high-paced tempo offense, Auburn could have a significant edge over teams that are still installing their systems. We heard from Alex Golish, Joel Gordon, DJ Durkin on Tuesday's availability to really open up fall camp. But what players go through behind the scenes is something that most fans never see. Former Auburn player and host of Landing on the Plane, Chandler Wooten, shared what fall camp is really like and why it's the toughest stretch of the entire season.
But before we get to that, man, fall camp, we all know what that's about. It's a grueling time. It's a grueling experience. And, you know, it's something that I lived through. And, you know, fall camp really... Man, fall camp really tests if you really love football. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's some days where you really question, like, do I even really like, do I even really love football, bro? Do I even really want to play for real? Like, man, this is our fifth practice in 7 days. They all been padded. We got a scrimmage. Like, my body feels terrible. I got a headache. My neck hurt. My back hurt. Everything on my body hurt. But we got to go out there and we got to go to work. It's 90 plus degrees. It's humid. It's hot. And me, I'm a sweater. So, like, I could weigh in before practice. And me and my teammates would tell you, like, it's ridiculous. I really have a sweating condition. But I could weigh in at, like, 230. And by the time practice is over, I'm, like, 219. I kid you not. Like, I'm losing 10 plus pounds a day. Like, so I would have to drink extra fluids. I'm having to replenish everything that I lost, you know, in a very short amount of time we got until we got to work out the same. Like, it's crazy. The schedule is crazy. Like, you wake up, like, 6, 7 in the morning. And you got meetings all morning. You practice and you got, you know what I mean? Like, it's lunch, it's recovery, it's more meetings. Then you come back, you got walkthroughs, more meetings. Like, you're not getting home until 9, 10 o'clock. And that's regular. Sometimes it was like 11, you know, when I first got to school. Like, I'm telling you, 6 a.m. wake up, I'm walking back through my dorm room. It's 10:30, 11 o'clock. You got to wake up and do it all over again. Like, fall camp is time to, you know, figure out where the leadership is on this team. You know, who's going to be those guys that we can count on, depend on, you know, when things get tough.
Love the insight. I mean, it's easy to get caught up in depth charts, position battles, highlight videos this time of year. But before any of that matters, every player has to survive fall camp, the physical toll, the long days, the endless meetings, the heat, the mental grind. That's where leadership starts to emerge, and that's where teams begin to find out who they can really count on once the season arrives. Every championship team has to go through this process, and Auburn is no different. If they want to get back to the standard, not setting goals, the standard, these practices that get under that way this week, every rep, every meeting, every exhausting day is battling towards that one final need, and that's getting Auburn back to where they are. Be ready when Baylor kicks off in the 2026 season. Auburn fans keep debating the final record for 2026, and it's no different on Village Vice. The wrong conversation could lead to maybe some comments being in the wrong direction. Well, they talked about it on Village Vice this week and why the entire season could come down to 1 month. That's right, October, and why it's so important and how Auburn's ceiling can be really dictated in just 4 weeks' time.
Prediction, your record prediction for the Auburn Tigers right before fall camp gets started, Zach.
We're doing this today?
Yeah, we're doing this today.
People don't like my answer to this question.
I don't care.
7-5.
Okay, so let's go through it. Let's go through it one by one. Or do we want to do the first exercise first, which was, if you had to break down month by month, what is the most important month on the schedule? And I'm not talking about, like, well, Baylor's the next game, so it's the most important, or, you know, look at the games as they are in each month. So September, you have Baylor, Southern Miss, Florida, Vanderbilt, first two conference games. October gives you Tennessee, Georgia, LSU, Ole Miss. And then November gives you Arkansas, Mississippi State, Samford, and Alabama. Four games per month. So do you want to do full season or month by month?
I don't care. I mean, the answer to that question, though, like which month is most important, it's October. And to be honest, I don't think it's close.
Okay. All right. Why? Give me your reasoning.
I just think when you go game by game, like, I feel good about the games in September. Mm-hmm. And then I don't think there's a whole lot of leniency in the games in November. Like, you should beat Arkansas.
Yeah.
You should beat Mississippi State. I don't care where you're playing that game at. That one is in Starkville. You're going to beat Samford. And then winning in Alabama always kind of felt like an uphill battle. So still, like, if you go 3-1 there and 4-0 in September.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't think anybody's shocked either way at that. To me, like, the upside the upside of your season is decided, I think, in October.
When you look at Auburn's schedule, it's easy to focus on the opener against Baylor or the Iron Bowl at the end of the year. I mean, it's bookend on some really fascinating games, but it really is. The reality is October is where the season will be defined. Tennessee, Georgia, LSU, Ole Miss, you name it. That's a tough stretch. And it's a stretch that will determine whether Auburn is simply taking a step forward or making a legitimate statement under Alex Golish in year one. Survive that month, and suddenly you're talking about 8, 9, maybe even more wins. If you struggle through it, then the season probably looks a lot different. You still become bowl eligibility? Maybe, most likely. But that statement is the big thing that we're discussing if they can get through October on a good foot. Alex Golish is changing more than Auburn's playbook this fall. He's changing the culture. There's no doubt about that. He is definitely changing the identity of this program. To open fall camp, the Tigers are moving into a hotel together for the first 13 days, eliminating outside distractions, creating a true training camp environment. And on the Barn Social Hour, the guys explain why they believe that's exactly what the Auburn Tigers need.
Golish said, Justin Hoekstra tweeted out saying that Alex Golish said that they're moving the team to the Marriott Hotel Resort at Robert Trent Jones for 13 days to start camp. That's in Opelika, I'm pretty sure, around that area.
Yeah, it is.
So not far, too far away. But the reasoning he said, and this is a quote from Golish directly, he said, there are no girlfriends, dogs, cats, whatever guys are into. It's us for the next 13 days, which is huge for us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fan. Love this.
I'm a fan.
Love this so much. So David Pogge goes on out to tweet, and he says, War Eagle is literally locking in. Alex Golish is nailing the culture dynamics for Auburn football.
He is. That is very true. Very true. And the fact that the media are starting to buy in and kind of, you know, put some chips in on Auburn's a little scary, but also exciting, because we've kind of been doubted for the past 5 years because we just – let's be honest, we've sucked. And last year we should have been, was the year we should have been, you know, at our peak of, you know, getting back to some normalcy. And we, you know, we had flashes, but we had an incompetent leader at the helm at head coach, and it showed, and he eventually was fired. And now we're here, and we have an actual leader who treats our guys that honestly, and, you know, part of my French, but he's not afraid to kick him in the ass. You know what I mean? If he has to. And, you know, Hugh Freeze used to treat them like, you know, they were like at a church camp or something. I don't know what the plan of discipline was, but he didn't really have one because he was more concerned about tee times than he was about football. Let's call it like it is.
It's one thing to talk about building culture, and we've heard about it a lot from Alex Golish to Byron Brown to all these players that have returned or have showed up at Auburn this season. But it's another thing to completely immerse your team into it. For nearly 2 weeks before classes start, Auburn's players won't be worrying about life outside of football, won't be worrying about girlfriends, cats, dogs, whatever you're into. That was the quote that Alex Golish said. They'll be practicing together. They'll be having meetings, recovering, prepping for one goal, getting ready for Baylor. That's it. And I said the word goal, probably shouldn't do that because they don't set goals, but there is one destination, and that is to prepare yourself for Baylor. That's the kind of environment that NFL teams have used for years in training camps. And it's clear that Alex Golish wants Auburn operating at that same level of focus and accountability. I mean, I don't think that's a bad thing whatsoever to have your team prepare like a professional team. Sounds good in my book. Whether it translates into wins, well, that won't be answered until week one. Got it. Understood. But if you're looking for signs, and that's where we're at right now, even with fall camp, we're looking for signs that this program is operating differently than it has over the last 5 years, over the last half decade of failure, this is certainly one of them. Do you like Alex Golish's decision to take this team for the first 13 days away from campus, or do you think it's too much? I mean, I personally just don't think how is a bad idea at all. I love it, personally. Let us know in the comments as well. Let us know your would you rather. I'd like to hear that. If you forgot about it, after all this good content over on Coffee and Cornbread, make sure you drop that, your thoughts over there in the comments below. Thanks for pulling up a chair. We'll do it again tomorrow right here on Coffee and Cornbread.